Welcome to Fiercely Unfiltered. I'm Kelly Renee, and around here, we don't sugarcoat life. I've faced betrayal, loss, rejection, but every one of those scars tells a story of strength. This is where vulnerability meets unshakable confidence and raw truth takes center stage. If you're ready to drop the mask, show up as who you are, and ready to be seen, then you're in the right place. Hit follow or subscribe and be ready to be fiercely unfiltered. Welcome back to Fiercely Unfiltered. I'm Kelly Renee. Today, I want to talk about the tattoo I have on my arm, Never Give Up. For most of my life, those words felt like a promise I made to myself, a reminder of who I believed I was, someone who kept going, someone who didn't quit, someone who endured. That phrase lived in my body long before it lived on my skin. It shaped how I moved through the world, how I measured myself, how I decided what strength was supposed to look like. Before IVF, before marriage, before business, before loss, there was the military. And in the military, never give up isn't motivational language. It's a rule. You don't quit a run because it hurts. You don't stop a hike because you're exhausted. You don't opt out of a test because you're overwhelmed. You finish. You keep going. Because stopping isn't an option. You don't leave a soldier behind. And somewhere along the way, that turned into something even deeper. You don't quit until you physically can't. That belief doesn't live in logic. It lives in the body. Pain becomes something you override. Stopping becomes something you associate with failure. Pushing through becomes proof of character. And for a long time, that belief served me. It made me disciplined, reliable, capable under pressure. But what no one prepares you for is what happens when you leave that environment. Because civilian life doesn't work the same way. There is no command telling you when to stop, no structure defining when continuing is honorable and when it's harmful. So that belief followed me into everything, into relationships, into work, into how I treated my own body, into how I interpreted loss. There was a point in my life where everything felt so heavy that I started questioning whether I could keep going. Not because I wanted to quit, but because the weight was more than my mind could carry on its own. You know what you believe, you know what you should tell yourself, but you don't always feel strong enough to hear your own voice. And I think that's when I had to get the tattoo. Because never give up wasn't something I felt confidently in that season. It was something I needed to be reminded of. Life felt heavier than my mental strength at the time. So I put the words on my body, not to make a statement, but to anchor myself so I could look down and see them when my thoughts weren't steady. So they would be there whether I felt strong or not, because sometimes I wasn't strong enough to remind myself to keep going. And I needed something outside of my mind to hold that belief for me. I also have believe and dream tattooed on me. And when I look at all them together, believe, dream, and never give up, I can see the philosophy that carried me through my life written right on my skin. Believe in what's possible, dream big, and don't stop just because it's hard. I still believe that. What I didn't understand then, and what took me years to understand, was that those words weren't meant to apply to everything in the same way. Because when my life started unraveling, it felt like that belief was being tested everywhere at once. IVF was the first place it quietly fractured. IVF is a two-person journey. No matter how badly you want it, no matter how much pain you're willing to endure, you can't continue it alone. You can't force it forward if the other person doesn't want to keep going. That was the first time I learned that effort can't replace consent. There was something else about IVF that I never experienced before. You walk into a room and a doctor is about to tell you yes or no. And whatever they say, that's the answer. You don't get to negotiate it. You don't get to problem solve your way around it. You don't get to think outside the box. You can try again, but trying again doesn't mean changing the outcome. It means starting the process over, knowing the answer could still be no. In my life, no had never really meant no. No meant not yet. No meant try a different angle. No meant there was still a way. IVF was the first time in my life where effort, intelligence, creativity, and grit were irrelevant. Nothing I knew how to do could change the outcome. And that belief didn't just live in my thoughts. It lived in my nervous system. When you are trained to believe that stopping equals failure or danger, endings don't feel neutral. They feel threatening, even when they're necessary. So letting go doesn't register as wisdom at first. It registers as panic, grief, and shame. That's why IVF didn't just hurt emotionally. It taught my body what powerlessness feels like, long before I had the language for it. And then there was my mom. The cancer came back more than once, and the last time it didn't move quickly. It stretched on for months, months of watching her body slowly give up on her, even while she was still trying to fight. That's a different kind of pain. It's one thing to lose someone suddenly. It's another thing to watch someone you love trying to survive, or their body is quietly losing the ability to keep up. Slowly, it started to not be her anymore. Her fire was gone. Her spark was gone. The strength that defined her, the way she showed up in the world, was fading. And watching that happen to your mom changes you. Because at some point, you stop wishing they will keep fighting. Not because you don't want them there, but because the life they would be fighting for no longer looks like a life you would ever want for them. Her quality of life wasn't good, and I wouldn't have wanted her to keep fighting if living meant existing without the parts of her that made her her. That's when I could see the difference between giving up and letting go. I could understand it intellectually, but emotionally, it didn't feel any different. It still felt like loss. It still felt like everything ending. She's a person who taught me never give up. She lived by it. She modeled it. She believed in fighting to the very end. So when she got cancer, there was never a question in my mind that she would keep fighting. And mentally, she did. But her body didn't have the same choice. The drugs meant to save her destroyed the function of her other organs. And there came a point where her body simply couldn't continue. Her body reached its limit. There was a moment at the very end. She was in hospice. It was a few nights before she died. She looked at me and said, "I'm ready to let go." That was the first time I ever saw the difference between giving up and letting go. But I didn't understand it that way then. To me, letting go still felt like the biggest loss I have ever experienced. It didn't feel peaceful. It didn't feel wise. It felt like everything ended. I witnessed letting go before I had language for it. Before my marriage ended. Before my business was taken from me. Before I had to confront letting go in my own life. So when letting go showed up later for me, that moment didn't guide me. It didn't carry it forward as understanding. I carried it forward as grief. And when I had to let go of my own life as I knew it, I couldn't separate letting go from giving up. Because to me, they still meant the same thing. Loss. Then it showed up again in my marriage. It takes two people to get married, but it only takes one person to get divorced. And that's a brutal reality when you believe strength is proven by how long you stay. Because you can keep choosing something faithfully, honestly, and still have it end. Not because you quit, but because the agreement ended. Then it showed up again in my business. I didn't walk away because I stopped believing in what I built. I didn't quit because it got hard. I stood up for myself. I drew a line, and I was bullied, undermined, and pushed out for it. That wasn't giving up. That was being forced to let go of something I would have continued to fight for if it would have been safe to do so. What I didn't understand at the time was that these weren't separate experiences. They were the same lesson showing up in different forms. IVF, marriage, my business, my mom, different situations, different stakes, but all asking me to confront the same belief, never give up. Each one tested it in a different way, tested by consent, tested by choice, tested by safety, tested by biology. And in every one of those seasons, things ended, not because I quit, but because continuing was no longer possible. That's what took me years to separate. Giving up is when you walk away because you don't care anymore. Letting go is when you stop fighting something you can't control, even though you still care deeply. Those two things look almost identical from the outside, and they feel almost identical inside the body. That's why it's so confusing. Letting go often hurts more than giving up, because you're not releasing something you stopped wanting. You're releasing something you still love. Even now, I still struggle with that. There are moments where letting go feels like betrayal of my past self, my values, the version of me who believed strength was measured by how much I could tolerate. There are days I still have to remind myself, stopping isn't quitting. Releasing isn't weakness. Limits aren't failure. I didn't need to erase the words on my arm. I didn't need to change them. I needed to let them grow. Because never give up doesn't mean staying in something that's breaking you. It means not abandoning yourself in the process. After letting go, I didn't rush into the next chapter of my life. I didn't replace what I lost. I didn't force momentum. I paused. And for someone like me, that pause has been uncomfortable. Sometimes it still is. But what I've learned is this. Not moving forward doesn't automatically mean you're stuck. Sometimes strength isn't about pushing through at all costs. Sometimes it's about recognizing when continuing is no longer possible and choosing not to turn that into shame. Never give up didn't fail me. It was incomplete. And sometimes the bravest thing you can do is stop fighting what's already over. Now those words mean something different. They mean believe, dream, and don't give up until you do. Until next time. And that's a wrap on today's episode of Fiercely Unfiltered. Remember, your story is your power, your voice is your weapon, and showing up as your true self is the ultimate flex of all. If today hit home, follow, subscribe, and even leave a review. And share this with someone who needs that reminder. You can catch me on Instagram at KellyRenee1977 or at KellyRenee.com. Until next time, keep your head high, your standards higher, and your vibe untouchable. Stay fiercely unfiltered.